Hi, I'm here with Brad Mason. What's your greatest Fred Taylor moment?
I think one of my favorite moments is when he got his 10,000 yards. We were out of Tennessee, had the big run, and ran over the defender to get his yards.
I guess as a rookie, it would have probably been, you know, watching him cut through the line and score in that Pittsburgh game. First time we were in Pittsburgh, you know, it was really cool because all my life, you know, as a young football player, I watched him and saw how good he was. And then actually, like, be in the NFL playing with him and seeing him, I thought that was a special moment because that was a big game for us.
I'm here with Greg Jones. What's your greatest Fred Taylor moment?
Man, I have a lot, man. You know, I'm going to throw one at y'all. I guess we played in Pittsburgh. I guess my fourth year, him and Mojo had a nice little thing going. And it was snowing. And I think he went left, then he like cut back and he like diced somebody up in open field. I think that was a great play.
My most fun memory of him on the field was when we played Buffalo. I think it was 2008. I remember thinking that if he busts one up the middle, it's going to be about 90, 95 yard touchdown. Sure enough, the waters part, and all of a sudden he just comes shooting up the middle, busts past the safeties, and is gone for like 90 yards. That was the coolest on-field memory of Fred.
Oh, all right, since day one. He was just open to, I could ask him any question, if it was on the field, off the field, money, women, whatever it was, you know, and Fred would give you the best answer he could. Very open about his personal experiences, which I was able to learn from. And then on the field as a player, I mean, the guy you see today, the player you see today is mainly because of what Fred did, how he taught me how to study defenses, study players, run, obviously the cutback scheme was something that was big of his that I adapted. And, you know, when you have a guy like that that's one of the top at his position in the league, you just have to, you know, I think he did a great job with not only teaching me, but Alvin Pierman, Tofield, Greg Jones. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that he taught, and he's done a great job, and I'm happy for him. You know, I don't think it'd be, I thought they should have did it sooner, but I guess you have to wait a couple, like a year or so, until they have to retire. So I think he did a great job.